This episode is sponsored by quality and innovative Game Boar cartridges. Game Boar shot shells are the choice of world champion David Radulovich and 26 times world champion George Digweed MBE. White Gold and Dark Storm contain precision-made diamond shot, manufactured exclusively in England, and coupled with high-performance smooth velocities, providing less felt recoil. If you're serious about your scores, you have to shoot with the best. When every clay counts, make sure you never compromise. Game Boar is the most decorated FITASC and sporting clay shot shells in the sport's history. Available now throughout the U.S., exclusively from KL Ammo. Find them online at www.gameboarus.com. Game Boar are simply the champion's choice.
American-made Atlas traps are made right here in Kansas and feature the finest quality, innovation, and support in the business. Atlas traps are made using aircraft-quality aluminum and stainless steel to ensure your traps will outlast the competition.
So whether you're an individual needing a private trap for practice and recreation, or a club needing to outfit your entire facility, family-owned and operated Atlas traps can suit all your needs.
Visit atlastraps.com to see the full line of commercial and recreational traps and accessories. With prices that won't make you see red and quality that won't leave you feeling blue, Atlas has the finest equipment available.
Welcome to the Dead Pair Podcast with your hosts, Jason Rambo and Sean Alley. We bring you all things sporting clays. Our focus is bringing new shooters to the sport and helping all shooters by giving you the most useful info from coaches, pro shooters, gun clubs, product and service specialists. The Dead Pair Podcast, what every shotgun shooter wants to hear.
Paul?
Dead Pair.
Hey, everyone. It's Jason Rambo with my great big friendly crow host, Sean Alley. What's up, bud?
Oh, doing good, man. Doing good. Excited to be here. Always look forward to this every week.
I can't believe how fast the weeks are clicking by.
I can't believe how fast the daggone year's going by. We're already into April now.
I know. I can't wait for this weather to turn nicer.
It's coming. After this weekend, they said it's supposed to get pretty nice.
It's typical Ohio yo-yo stuff. Yeah.
But with that, I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming up that we got to look forward to.
Oh, man.
All kinds of events and shoots and gatherings and so on and so forth and stuff to do with the podcast. I mean,
just confirmed yesterday, we are going to be setting the prelim at the night shoot at Cardinal.
Yep, excited about
that. It's going to be the Dead Pair prelim.
Yeah, we've never set a whole tournament course before, so that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, you're going to test your target setting ability.
Yep, and then Scott at C4 has invited us up to their 9/11 shoot, and we're going to be setting the 5-stand event up at that shoot, so that's going to be very cool.
Yes. I've actually already started brainstorming and writing stuff down and how I want to do stuff. So I think it'll be cool. I think it'll be fun.
And then not to short anything, I mean, we're going to try to travel a little bit out of the state more than we have been. I think obviously we're going to the Nationals. I think we've mentioned that a couple times. And then we're talking about heading up to Michigan for a big shoot up there and maybe elsewhere, maybe Kentucky, maybe Indiana, Pennsylvania, who knows?
Time to spread the wings a little bit.
Yeah. We want to get out of the Ohio a little bit and talk to you guys a little bit more about some of the other shoots in the area that we can easily travel to.
And just to let everybody know, I've had, and I know you have too, Sean, I've had a ton of emails, Facebook messages, Instagram messages, stuff, asking about shirts. We are working on it, I promise you. This is not for a guy that plays in the dirt for a living and a guy that makes signs for a living, this is not our cup of tea. Okay?
Yeah, retail marketing, online marketing, sales, all that stuff. It's a lot. It's a lot. But we're getting there. We should have it up here very soon, so please just be patient. If it's not up by the time you hear this, it should be very, very, very soon.
Yeah, I'd say it's going to be real close.
Yeah.
The time they hear this, it's going to be real close. Building an online store, there'll be a link on our website that will take you to that, and you'll be able to get some t-shirts and some stickers.
Yeah, and maybe some new things. We're going to keep working on things and keep new products coming out that we think you guys might like, and hopefully give us some feedback, and we'll try to make things that you
Speaking
want.
Speaking of new products, we got our shells yesterday.
Yes, we did. Posted a picture on Facebook. Want to thank Doug and Dwight from KL Ammo.
And Game Boar.
And Game Boar. Yeah, especially Game Boar. Can't wait to go shoot them. I've actually never shot the white golds before, and I know that they're a great shell. A lot of people swear by them. So we've got a tournament coming up next weekend that we're going to go shoot, and we'll put it to the test and give you guys our honest feedback on how to shoot.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be practicing tomorrow out the farm and setting some traps up. I want to set some stuff up at distance, but, you know, not – I'm not talking real hard, edgy crosser stuff. I just want to see the breaks, you know? Yeah. And we're going to put them through their paces. And trust me, you guys will get full review.
Yep. And we can't wait.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, listen, exciting stuff tonight. We got Amy Cawley coming up. Anybody that has an Instagram account knows who this girl is. She's got a huge following on Instagram. We also have Bill Elliott coming on to draw the Cardinal winner tonight.
Yep. Some lucky winner is going to go home with that today.
That's right. And plus, he's going to do questions for the coaches for us. Also, I know I've teased about it in the past. Had in-depth conversation with Julia Stallings. She's going to be handling any of you ladies out there that want to hear from a female coach. Julia Stallings is coming on as part of the rotation for the questions for the coaches, and she will be more than happy to answer any questions that she can for the ladies.
Yeah, that's so awesome. It's very nice of her to do that.
Yeah, and we've got some new coaches coming up. We're going to be rotating through this next cycle. Got some new coaches coming on board. I promised them I'd keep it quiet for a little while.
Yeah.
But please keep sending us those questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep sending them in. Keep letting us know how you're doing. Post pictures on our public page on Facebook. Let us know that you're out there shooting. Take somebody new shooting with you. That's a big one. We all try to need to do that. I actually did that last weekend. I belong to a business group, and I brought the attorney in our group and his two buddies along. And by the time we were done, they were all smiles, man.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't want any angry calls from your wives or girlfriends that, you know, this is something you're going to start doing on a regular basis. So no, they had a great time, and it was a good day to go out and shoot.
Well, you know, hey, Sean, another thing too, we're about to get to Amy here in just a minute, but Bear Pelt has came on board with us, Bear Pelt Vest.
Yes, and, yes, almost forgot about that.
Yep. No, we're excited to have Eric and his wife come on board with us. They're making something that's awesome. I'm telling you, if you have not seen this vest yet, if you haven't been to either our Facebook page, David Radulovich, he's got it all over his Instagram and Facebook account, you need to go check this thing out. I mean, I think by the time this airs, he'll have the website up and running. But we will have a link on our website to take you to his website. So you can go there, click on the Bear Pelt icon, and man, this is going to take the world by storm.
Oh, I know he's going to be successful with these. If they feel and fit as good as they look, I think he's going to have a knock-it-out-of-the-park type winner.
Absolutely. Well, hey, let's get to Amy Cawley, and I think she's waiting for us, Sean, so let's give her a call.
Good deal.
All right, on the phone with us from Western New York is Amy Cawley. Amy, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
Good. Good to talk to you again, Amy.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, we got to catch up for a second there at the SCTP Collegiate at Cardinal Center. That was a massive influx of change of weather, was it not?
Oh, it was insane. I mean, going from freezing cold rain to wind to, you know, you never really knew where the targets were going to be coming from and where they were going to be moving to. So it was definitely a test of all sorts of mental things. So
yeah.
It was still a lot of fun.
Well, Amy, tell us how you got started in shooting sports. How did you get started busting birds?
So it really all started with my brother, Michael, who got involved when he was 14 and was really focused on NSSA. So once I turned 12, both he and my dad really wanted to get me out shooting and, you know, get me breaking birds. But, you know, I have to admit that my first experience really was not the best. And I think it's important to note that my parents never grew up hunting. You know, guns weren't really a part of their lives. And so a family friend was the one who introduced my brother. So at this point, we were all new to this. And so one of the things we didn't really understand at the time was gun fit.
Yeah.
And so that first experience pulling the trigger, I got kicked hard. Oh. I was not hitting targets. And, you know, to be frank, I really was turned off from the game for quite some time. So that was kind of the start of it. And then, you know, fast forward to my freshman year of high school, I had suffered several injuries from playing soccer. I know that my story is not unique. I've talked to countless shooters who experienced similar things. And, you know, I knew that unless I wanted surgery, I was going to have to hang up my cleats and find something else. So pretty conveniently, my dad and a few of our friends had just brought the USA High School Clay Target League into our school district, and I decided to give shooting another go. So I started off in the trap world and did some ATA competitions and realized pretty quickly that I actually did love this sport and it wasn't so bad. And, you know, getting in a gun that actually fit was huge.
Oh, I'm sure.
So that was kind of the start of my journey. But yeah, I got involved with the Scholastic Clay Target program shortly after it. You know, I met a group of brothers at my home club in 2019. And I think before we even got to the parking lot, I was receiving a call from my coach, Bob Roderick, about, you know, getting me out to try shooting skeet and sporting clays. So that was a really cool experience as well. So that's kind of where I'm at now. But it's been a heck of a journey.
Well, it sounds like it. All right. So currently what, when we met you, remind me, what SCTP team do you shoot for now?
I shoot for A&B Claybusters.
Gotcha. And they're based out of New York, I take it?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. And have you made a decision if you're going to go on to shoot in college? And if you are, what college team will you be shooting for?
Yes, sir. So I'll be competing for Midland University in Fremont, Nebraska. So I'll be on a shooting scholarship for them. And I am so excited to go compete on their team out there.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that
with us. Thank you so much.
Well, Amy, you have a massive following on social media. What would you contribute some of that to? I mean, why do you think you have so many followers? Or what is it about your pages that people are really interested in?
Sure. So I'm a pretty passionate Christian. And so I always do my best to really keep God at the center of everything that I'm doing. And my work on social media is no different for that. So I always try and look for ways that I can do his work. And I found that through social media, I'm able to do that through posting more relatable content that helps shooters of all skill levels feel less alone. So that's kind of how it all started. And that's how I grew my following, was posting that relatable content.
Gotcha. Well, you know, something else too, you're like a really huge advocate for women in shooting sports. And I know that's something you're passionate about and you've worked very hard at. Have you encountered any challenges with that?
I don't think I've ever experienced any backlash from someone on my page about what I'm doing. But I do believe that there's still a lot of work we need to do when it comes to properly introducing women in the sport and properly instructing them. So kind of what I mean by that, I think it mainly just comes down to education. You know, typically when you think of a shooter, you think of, you know, a middle-aged male. And so when female shooters are being brought into the sport and that's all they're seeing when they are looking up different educational resources, they're trying to figure out how all of this works, it's kind of a turnoff. And so I think incorporating more educational resources where we, you know, we talk about what it means to fit a lady properly in a gun and, you know, because things are different. I mean, it's a gun that fits you is not going to fit me. And so I think talking about that stuff is so important. I try and incorporate that on my page quite a lot.
Gotcha. Have you had problems finding, I mean, I'm assuming you've gotten some coaching over your career. Are you having any issues finding female coaches, or do you prefer a female coach over most male coaches?
I don't think I've ever had a female coach. Okay. And, you know, being from New York, there's not a lot of coaches to begin with.
Gotcha.
And so I have 4 male coaches and they do a fantastic job. I think they're really open to hearing what I have to say and, you know, furthering their coaching experience through talking to different women about what they're facing, what they're experiencing, and then adjusting their coaching strategy accordingly. And so I think they do a really good job at coaching us. But I'm actually a certified NRA shotgun coach myself. And so I've had experience working one-on-one with some ladies. I do think it makes a difference because having that person there that's gone through it, that understands what you might be feeling, is so helpful. And yeah, I think it takes the intimidation factor out of it in a lot of ways. So
Gotcha. Well, here's a question we ask to a lot of our shooters, Amy. And it may sound kind of simple, but I want you to think on it for a second. Can you name one small thing or one small change that you did with your shooting that has made a big impact on your scores or a big impact on your game?
That's a really good question. I would have to say kind of dedicating more time to the mental side of the game. So I'm sure you could walk out on the sporting course, talk to a bunch of people and ask them, what percentage of this game is mental, would you say? And a huge percent will say, oh, it's 90%, 95% of the game. And then you ask the same people, okay, so what are you doing to train your mind? And there's crickets.
Right.
So I think, right. So you can go out to the course, you know, train like two, three, four days a week. But if you don't have that understanding of how your mind works in those pressure situations, you're going to crack under the pressure of competition.
Yeah.
So I think for me, it was really the shift was spending more time understanding how my mind worked. And then I actually got the book With Winning in Mind by Lainey Basham. And for your listeners out there, you need to get out a sticky note and write this down, With Winning in Mind by Lainey Basham, because that was game changing.
Really?
Talking about how your self-image, your subconscious, and your conscious can all work together to help you succeed is such an important thing to understand and will truly elevate your game. And I think Lainey does a really great job of explaining that in a way that you can understand fairly quickly. So I guess that was the big shifting point for me, was dedicating more time to my mental game.
Yeah, I actually have a few of theirs. I have With Winning in Mind, Attainment, I think, is one of them. And help me out, Amy. You probably know. I think it's... What's the name of the other one? He's got three big ones that he does for sporting clays. There's Attainment, With Winning in Mind, and then Freedom Flight. That's the name of it. Freedom Flight. Yeah. All three of those are really good and really helpful.
Yeah. And I think, Amy, you've made a great point. I mean, as a beginning shooter, you know, the big things that you focus on tend to be, you know, your gun, your fit, how to swing, how to read targets and so on and so forth. And then you get to a point where you're pretty comfortable with your game. But, you know, as you mentioned, the mental side of it is huge. And that's something that Jason and I have both gone through in the last few years. And it really is. There comes a certain point where it's not so much trying to hit the targets. It's trying to keep relaxed, trying to stay focused, you know, trying to keep in your game through the whole tournament so that you're not dropping targets through just, you know, small little mental lapses and so on and so forth.
Right, right. And that's such a hard thing to understand and then be able to work with, because you are going to experience those negative thoughts. You know, we're human. And so being able to work with them, and, you know, just as quickly as it's come into your mind, it can just as quickly leave. And right. So coming to that understanding and, you know, understanding what you need to do in order to set yourself up for success in that way is so important.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this. Aside from the mental aspect, what's a typical training session look like for you, Amy?
So right now, I'm starting to amp up my training days. So in the winter, I practice on Saturdays and Sundays always. And now our clubs are starting to open up during the week as well. So I think I'll be increasing it to 3-4 days a week that I'll be training. And so I shoot all three disciplines. So I do my best to balance the three as best as I can. It gets very difficult sometimes. But yeah, so I'll typically shoot on Saturday and Sunday. I'll shoot one of the 2 days. I'll focus on trap and skeet. And I really like to set an intention right before. So, okay, is this going to be a fun practice? Is this going to be a full-on training session? Am I preparing for a competition or am I changing things up? And so setting that intention really helps me create my focus points for the day. So, okay, if I'm changing things up, what sorts of things am I changing up? Like, and so my dad really helps me a lot with this and makes sure to film me talking about, you know, my whole process and understanding everything so that I'm making the most out of the time that I'm spending out on the range.
Gotcha.
So I do that for all three disciplines pretty regularly. And then I kind of go a little bit different with sporting clays. I like to focus on specific shots that I want to practice on and taking them in different places. But we're there from the time the sun comes up till it goes down. So it's a pretty much all day thing. And we try to be, out there as much as we can, pulling the trigger. But that's kind of how it works for me. So.
Gotcha. Now, do you typically train by yourself or do you ever include any other friends or people with you when you train?
So that kind of comes back to like what the intention is. So if I'm prepping for a competition, I typically want to shoot with other people so that I can get in that rhythm. Mm-hmm. And so I'll compete with my SCGP teammates, or I'll shoot with them. And that's so much fun. We always have a good time together, and they can offer a lot of really great insight that I might not be seeing myself. So they could be offering some assistance, like, you know, Amy, I see that your barrel's kind of dropping right before you call pull. You might want to focus on that the next shot you take. So having teammates there to offer that support like that can be super helpful. But then I also like practicing by myself as well, because that's really where I can focus on my own mental game and getting in that zone, because when you're by yourself out there, it's really easy to speed up your pace or do things differently and rush yourself. And so I like practicing by myself because I can really work to prevent that from happening. So I can see the benefits in both.
Yeah, that's well said, Amy, because, you know, actually Sean and I went out for practice 2 weekends ago before the tournament, and we actually discussed things together, like, you know, how to approach a true pair. I was taking one target first, and he was taking the other one first when he was shooting. And it was great to kind of feed back and forth off of that. But also, to your credit of what you said, you know, I have voice activation for my traps at home, and I swear I get really, really good practices by myself. Because you can focus on your mental game. You can focus on things that maybe with another fellow shooter around, it's kind of hard to do that. So,
definitely.
So, listen, moving forward with your shooting, what's your aspirations? What's your goals? Or maybe what's on your bucket list, a big win or something that you're thinking about?
You know, I've always really wanted to compete at the World Skeet Championships. I think that would be an incredible experience. I've had a lot of friends who have gone in the past and just, you know, raved about how much fun it is. So I think that would be really cool to attend. And then in the future, I would love to get more involved with the international disciplines and competing in that and experiencing it. Because, you know, from what we've heard from so many of our friends who compete in that, it's a totally different game. And unfortunately, the closest bunker in international skeet field is really 3 or 4 hours away. So we haven't had the opportunity to really practice a whole lot with that. So in the future, I really would love to dedicate more of my time to working through the international disciplines.
Gotcha. Now, out of all the things you shoot, I mean, you shoot trap, you shoot skeet, you shoot sporting. What's your favorite discipline right now to shoot?
I really like skeet. I think it's so funny because when I was a trap girl, my older brother shot skeet, all of his friends shot skeet, and I got razzed for being the one girl who just shot trap and didn't want to shoot anything else. And then once I got involved with SCGP, it was like I had to shoot 3 disciplines. I had to shoot skeet and sporting clays in order to compete for the team. And so I realized how much I was missing because I really, sporting clays makes me laugh like no other game. And I like skeet because you can really work on the perfectionist side of it. Like, if the conditions are good, the targets are flying right, you can hit 25 all day long.
Yeah, well, I mean, and there's no wrong answer. I mean, if you like skeet, that's fine. There's no wrong answer here on the dead pair. Also, I was going to ask you, okay, so here's another one that we ask quite a bit. Do you have a favorite memory in shooting? It doesn't have to be like a win or, you know, a medal or something that you got for winning a tournament. Just, you know, what's a great or a fond memory of shooting for you?
I really think that the SCGP National Championships at the Cardinal Center over the summer was one of the best weeks I've ever had in the shooting world. It was so fun to just tear it up on the line with my teammates and then, you know, go off and race golf carts, play cards until, you know, the sun came down. And that was really where I also came home, you know, practicing a Kohler. So that was an incredible experience as well. And how that all happened was just crazy. I mean, my previous gun had broken with one event left to go, and thankfully it was a cosmetic break. But, you know, talk about something that shatters a shooter's confidence, you know, when they're trying to compete in a competition.
Oh, yeah.
So that was, you know, a situation that, you know, I call it a God moment because clearly so much good came out of that gun breaking. And, you know, being at the Cardinal Center, they've got all those vendor buildings. And so, you know, we knew we had our eye on a new gun. And so we went up and down and up and down and demoed everything that we could get our hands on. And so I think when I was demoing, I was demoing one gun. It really wasn't working out. And the kid next to me was like, hey, you should try this Kohler. And me knowing how expensive Kohlers are, I was like, no, I'm good. Totally fine. And, you know, my parents encouraged me to check out the Kohler booth and see what they had because we were there. And that's when we met Sean Mainland from Kohler. And he set me up with his gun, and I broke everything. Lights out, ink balls, every single time. And so that whole experience was just so crazy. And it was just such a cool, cool, cool thing. And, you know, they set me up with the blue gun. And, you know, months later, they surprised me with that. And that was really, really neat. And so
that's awesome. It just all worked out for you.
Yeah, I think the whole SCTP National Championship week was just such a blessing. I got to meet so many incredible people, and, you know, I got a new gun out of it. So,
yeah, who can't get excited about a new gun?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, speaking of gun, are you ready to do some rapid fire questions?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Gun.
I shoot with a Kohler Max Skeet with 30-inch barrels for both my 12-gauge and my carrier barrel, and then I also have a full tube set.
Nice. Okay. Ported or non-ported barrels?
Non-ported.
Factory or custom stock?
It's factory.
Screw-in or fixed chokes?
Screw-in.
What brand?
I go with the Kohler Titanium chokes.
Okay. Do you have a go-to constriction that you like?
For sporting clays, I usually go IC Light Mod.
Okay. What shells do you shoot?
I shoot with Winchester AAs. So for my 12-gauge, I shoot 1-ounce, 8-shot. And then for my sub-gauge, I shoot everything, 9-shot, 7-8 ounce. Yeah.
Nice. Glasses.
I'm sponsored by Gustin Sports Optics. So Mr. Gustin has set me up with a set of Pila Outlaw X7s.
Nice. Ear protection?
I'm sponsored by ESP Hearing Protection, and I shoot with the Apex models.
Very good. Lastly, vest or shell bag?
I prefer vest, and right now I'm kind of in between. I haven't really found a brand that I like best, but for college, I will be shooting with a Shoot the Moon custom vest.
Well, if you are looking for a vest outside of college, you really need to check out the new Bear Pelt vests. Those things
are
amazing.
They look super cool.
Yeah, they are amazing.
We're anxiously awaiting ours.
Yes, and the price point, I mean, how could you beat that price point? You know what I mean? So
honestly.
Yeah. Well, Amy, before we run, I know you got some sponsors you want to thank. You want to go ahead and go through with those?
Yeah. So obviously, I just want to start by thanking the guys over at Kohler. Yeah, I'm absolutely in love with my gun. It's done nothing but serve me well, and you know, it's been great. So I'm really grateful to Kohler and Elite Shotgun. For glasses, I'm really grateful to Gustin Sports Optics. So thank you to Mr. Gustin for that. ESP Hearing Protection, those have been fantastic. By far the best hearing protection I've used. And then my newest sponsor is Winchester Ammunition, and I just still can't believe that that's the reality. And I'm very grateful to the guys over there. So
that's awesome.
Those are my sponsors.
Tell us your website again, Amy.
You can find me by searching Her Shooting Journey on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
Oh, okay. Excellent. All right. Well, Amy, keep doing what you're doing. You're a great ambassador to your sponsors. You're making people proud. I'm sure your parents are proud. We wish you success. Good luck to you in college.
Yeah, 100%.
And please come see us. I know you're going to be at the SCTP Nationals this year, so please come see us. We're going to have a booth set up again, and stop by and say hi.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. This has been so much fun.
Awesome. Oh, absolutely great to have you, Amy. Thanks for coming on the show again.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Amy. Well, Sean, that girl has really came a long way in a short period of time, you know what?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, she's got a lot of experience under her belt, just being as young as she is.
Right. We need to get Bill on the phone.
Yep.
We've got questions for the coaches, the Cardinal drawing, and something I'd like to touch on is some people have emailed us asking for some advice going to their first big shoot, and I don't think there's a better person to answer those questions.
No, absolutely. Bill would be happy to do that, I'm sure.
Let's get him on the phone here.
Gotcha.
Bill, are you with us, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Bill. Hey, are you ready to answer some questions and pick a winner and all that kind of fun stuff tonight?
Oh yeah, let's do it. Sounds fun to me.
Rock and roll.
All right. Well, let's start with questions for the coaches. This segment is brought to you by Bear Pelt. It's not just your vest, it's your new uniform. All right, Bill, we've got Lucas D wrote to us and asks, I would like to know more about the diet and exercise aspect of things. So I think he's talking a little bit about training here, and I know you're a guy that likes hitting the gym three nights a week, so help us out here, Bill.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question. I think it's something that's overlooked. I've always looked up to Tom Brady as an athlete, and I can't tell you the last time Tom Brady crushed a Nacho Supreme at Taco Bell and then went and played a football game.
Okay, right?
He's probably... I mean, I think some people can get away with that. But I think for some people, like, I don't know about some of the other coaches out there, but I'm not ready for anybody to take my place yet. And I know in order for that not to happen, I need to take care of myself. And I think one of the biggest things that shooters can do for themselves along the way is drink sips of water. We know how important it is to feed our eyes. In fact, recently I did an interview with Dr. Colo, and we were talking about that. And if you get to a point in a round of sporting clays or whatever the game is, and you're saying, wow, I'm thirsty, it's too late.
Yeah, you're too late for sure. Mm-hmm.
It's too late. So what I like to do is I'll make a 50-50 blend of like a Gatorade water type thing or Powerade water. And I'll keep two of those. And if you shoot with me enough, unfortunately I go to the bathroom a lot because I am hydrated. And, you know, it's just so important. The other thing is the night before a shoot. I get it. There are some people out there that are just that gifted. They can get away with drinking a good amount of alcohol the night before a shoot. I mean, they can get away with that. Me personally, I can't. And it's really important that night before that, you know, follow your regimen. If your regimen is like you drink a glass of wine or you like a bourbon before you go to bed, I think that's fine. But you need to make sure that day of the shoot, you're really well hydrated.
Yeah,
the other thing is eat your leafy greens, your collard greens, your broccoli, your spinach, eat your greens. And it's just so important, the energy that it gives the eyes.
So I just want to be clear here. You're saying what you don't want to do is maybe go eat a large meat lover's pizza the night before the shoot and then expect that your body's going to be in top shooting form the next morning. Is that what it is?
Right, right. I remember, I can tell you there was one time when I won the state five-stand championship, and I wasn't feeling too good that next day right before my round, and I was fortunate enough that I did win, but unfortunately, I could only do that 3% of the time, and that just so happened to be that 3% of the time. From the physical standpoint, what's interesting was I was actually talking to my trainer recently. His name's Kevin, and I was talking. I said, hey, do you think you would be interested in maybe putting together like a 12 to 15 minute workout for Dead Pair podcast listeners, and I could post it or something like that? And he was like, yeah, that sounds great. Let me work on that. Give me some time. Show me some videos of your moves. And you know, and I know when you're picking up 8 pounds over 100 times, it can really wear on our upper body, but so much of our strength comes from our core. So he said he'd be willing to come up with some cool core exercises that are for people of all sizes, all heights, all weights, so that, you know, here's something we can do to help strengthen our delts, our abs, our quads, because it's all a systemic process that maybe it starts in the ankles and works up through your core, and then your shoulders end up feeling the most tired, but that's because your core isn't supporting it enough.
That is very cool, Bill. We greatly appreciate you thinking of us, and especially the listeners. That's very cool that you guys are coming up with
that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I am going to be very, very excited to see that. That's awesome. Appreciate that.
It's so important. And it's never too late. Right. We see so many, like one of my clients right now, he just has shoulder surgery and he's like, man, the gun is just feeling really heavy. And I said, well, you know what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of going back to the diet part. And I'll tell you what, like if you go to a shoot and you see Chris Ferris, you'll see Chris has a packed lunch. You'll see he's taking care of himself. For me, if you see me at a shoot, like for example, if it's a Hillendale shoot and it's the March shoot and they got a Reuben on the menu, you will see that Reuben in the back of my car. And after I'm done shooting, it's the reward.
Right.
Gotcha.
So it's, you know, and you know, and I know you got to shoot at Cardinal and they got that full barbecue spread. It's like, oh my gosh.
But oh yeah. Yeah.
When I'm done shooting, there's that barbecue smell in my car and I am chowing down after. Right.
You know, that was one of the things that I was fortunate or unfortunate, however you want to look at it, with racing motocross. Unfortunate because I got hurt really bad, but I was in the best shape of my life and was training a lot. So I know the importance of eating right and diet and exercise. Unfortunately, I kind of, in my older years, enjoy food a little bit too much. So I've got the old keg abs going on.
Guilty.
But you know, my wife even told my doctor, he's like, he eats really healthy. It's just, he eats a lot. But, you know, Bill, you and I have had extensive talks about hydration. And even though I am out of shape, I still make sure I'm plenty hydrated. And everybody's heard me talk about it 100 times on this podcast, Gavin bringing up the balance board. And I've religiously been doing that. And the last time we shot together, Bill, you even made a comment, I'm standing more upright now. You know, I used to lean way over, way into the gun. And now my posture is better and my back doesn't hurt as bad when I'm shooting. And my scores have gone up. So I don't know, you know, I don't know if I can attest the whole thing to the balance board, but it definitely didn't hurt. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what? Anything is better than nothing. Like, exactly. Whether it's 8 minutes, whether it's 15 minutes, whether it's 12, whatever it is, it's got to put a little bit in on the front end.
Absolutely. Well, Bill, the other question we have from Ryan Straker, how important is it to practice with shells that have the same specs as the ones you shoot in a tournament? And I think mostly he's concerned with like velocities.
First of all, I'm going to give a shout out to Ryan. Ryan has really been shooting well and doing a great job. So keep up the great shooting, Ryan. And thanks for the great question. I never believed in this because I was always that guy chasing ammo around. I was that guy that, oh, I heard Walmart has a deal going on and they're $5 here. And oh my gosh, the other Walmart screwed up on the price and they're $3 a box there and there. And so I was always that guy like chasing ammo. And I know there's a shortage going on, but beside that, I guess if you think about this in the big picture, let's say, for example, you're a guy who shoots 1180s or 1300s or 1250s, and let's say Fiocchi Shooting Dynamics through a club order are $6 a box or $60 a flat, and Fiocchi Little Rhinos are $75 a flat. So $15 difference there. But in the big picture, they're the same speed. And that's what I shoot for. I shoot for practicing with the same speed now. I'm not really worried as much about the deal I'll get in the store, because if you think about it, you're really talking about somewhere between $500 to $800 a year, maybe. Chasing sales that you might save. My time is too important. By the time you look at the wear and tear on a car, all those things. What I tell people is just, if you can, and I was saying this before the ammo shortage hit, I was telling all my clients this, just order 20, 30 flats, order 40 flats, order 50 flats, and you have it for the year.
Right.
And I believe the more you practice with a shell that is consistent, the more you'll trust your shell. And your shell is one of your tools, just like your chokes, just like your techniques. And the more we practice those, the more confident we are when it comes tournament time.
Right.
Yeah. I had this conversation with Wendell Cherry. It was about 6 months ago. I was interviewing him. And he said it takes anywhere from about 8 months to a year to learn the lay of a shell. And I never really believed that until I started really understanding what he was talking about, like how the shell shoots and how it truly, there is a connection there.
Yeah, I will agree with that. As somebody that's shot everything from 1145s to 1350s to, you know, 5% antimony to 3% antimony, or, you know, all
ounce versus an ounce and eighth. You can go all over the place with this stuff.
Right. And it's, you almost feel like you're chasing it at some point when you're chasing the sales. You're almost chasing the performance of the shell too.
Yeah. And we know lots of guys that shoot, like you said, they get whatever they can get their hands on. So they've got, you know, four or five different manufacturers stocked up. They got two flats of this, three flats of that, five flats of that. And, you know, each tournament they're bringing something different. I'm a diehard believer like you, Bill, just kind of keep it simple, keep the same things in your gun. And that way, you know exactly what you're going to get when you pull the trigger. That's great advice.
And there's no right or wrong, right? I mean, you take a guy like Matt Hudeman from Michigan, one of the best shooters in the Midwest. He shoots nothing but 1180. Mike Longo shoots 1/8, 1200. David Radulovich, I think, shoots 1/13, 1300. Zach Kaimam shoots 1/8, 1250. I could go on and on, but you get the point. There is no right or wrong. It's just, it's the shell that you've trust. It's the shell that you've practiced with.
Right.
Yep. Agreed. Agreed.
Well, hey, listen, it's everybody's on the edge of their seat.
I was not privileged to be part of the final selection of the photographs you gave Bill. So this will be a total surprise to me.
No. I gave him all the photos.
Oh, you gave him all the photos.
I gave him all the photos. Okay. There was no selection. It was here, Bill. Here's every single person that's entered.
Oh.
I gave him the name and all the photos. So. Okay. It's in Bill's court here, and I'm anxious to hear who he picked to be the winner for the Cardinal corporate giveaway.
Sure. I think when you think about this giveaway, you're looking at who is going to be a true ambassador for the sport. Where are the areas that you're looking for growth? Where, like, who is someone that's out there that's going to perpetuate this message? And I can tell you, when I saw the picture, I knew right away it was a big smile. It was the Dead Pair podcast sticker. It was the American Field Sport hat. It was just somebody who's totally an ambassador for our sport.
Bill, wait a minute. You can't pick me, brother.
That's true. No, and being a non-traditional shooter, I Roseanne Pruka.
Oh, wow. Roseanne,
okay.
Hey, congratulations, Roseanne. Yeah. That's awesome.
I think it was like that picture of her, that big smile, the Dead Pair podcast sticker, the American Field Sporting hat, and it just says everything that, you know, what Cardinal Shooting Center is about, what the Dead Pair podcast is about, and her being an ambassador for the sport. So
that's so
big
cool.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, she'll be tickled.
Yes, for sure. That is awesome.
Awesome, well, awesome.
Congrats
awesome.
To Roseanne. I'll leave that up to Sean to get a hold of Jake and let him know. And
I will.
I'm sure she's going to be.
And you know what? Big shout out to Cardinal Shooting Center for putting that out there. I mean, yes. it's stuff like that really, really just creates momentum in our sport. It's fun. It's engaging. It creates momentum. Keep up the great work, Jake, Luke, and the rest of the team.
Yeah, and I think when we had Jake and Luke in here about a month ago, I think Jake actually put out a challenge to the other clubs. Hey, if you guys want to do something like this to match what we're doing, you know, we at the Dead Pair will definitely run other contests for other shooting facilities. So if you want to give something away in Florida or Georgia or Michigan or wherever, you know, if you guys want to put it up there, we'll be giving it away to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Bill, thanks for doing that, man. That's cool.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be part of it.
Well, hey, listen, while we got you on the phone, Sean and I have been talking. We've had a lot of people email us and ask about going to their first big shoot. Now, Sean and I have covered, you know, the experience and how much fun it is and everything else, but we've had some really good questions that I guess we've never really covered before. Obviously, you covered, you know, nutrition and hydration, how important that is. What about, Bill, what do you recommend? Now, I know I can speak from experience. I made this big mistake the first shoot I went to. I signed up for the main, the prelim, the super sporting, the fee task, the five stand. I mean, I can go on. I mean, I was there all week long, and by the time the main came around, I was hit. I mean, not only physically, but mentally. What do you recommend, Bill? And I know somebody, you know, there's a guy out there, he's planning for his big shoot. He wants to go and have a great time. He wants to shoot everything there is to shoot, but that's really not good advice, is it?
You know, I think what it is, it's all about timing. I have learned, I'll tell you, the best lessons, I believe, are the lessons where you fall on your face. And I have learned as I grow in this sport and travel a little bit more that, take your time, you know, get there the day before if you can, especially if you're flying. Don't fly into Fort Lauderdale and then drive 90 miles an hour on the highway north to try and get to South Florida Gun Club to make sure you make it to the prelim in time and get registered. And, oh gosh, yeah. you forgot to eat. And it's just not a fair recipe for success to yourself. And if you think you're saving money by doing that, you're not, because you're just basically taking what you're going to spend on the shoot. And unfortunately you're not all there. And so I think that's big. I think it's huge to understand what you can successfully do in one day. Maybe it's 150 targets. Maybe it's 200 targets. I know some people can bang out 250 to 300 targets a day because that's what they practice with.
Right.
And unfortunately, you know, I wrote in the article, The Road to Proficiency, like part of this whole process is figuring out who you are as a shooter, not who Kevin DeMichael is, not who Bill McGuire is, not who Jason Rambo is, not who, it's who you are as a shooter. And that to me will really help you at your event.
Yes.
Gotcha. Well, to back it up even further, so let's talk about the new guy. He's considering his first tournament or one of his first tournaments, and I know there's a lot of places you can go to find tournaments online. Obviously, you can go to a lot of the club's websites, and some of them post their shoots there. I know Cardinal lists most things there, but let's talk about, like, the score websites. Like, you got WinScore, you got Scorekeeper, you got iClays.
Score Chaser.
Score Chaser. There's a bunch of them out there now, and I guess it depends on, you know, who the club likes to use. Because it's getting more difficult. I know even here in Ohio, WinScore used to be kind of the big thing, but now with Score Chaser coming in and some of the other ones, you kind of have to look around to find your tournaments. Is there any advice you would give on people, like when they're kind of searching out tournaments, like what to look for or where to look other than that?
Yeah, I think what's nice is there's so many social media outlets out there. There's Shotgun World still. There's you're exactly right. There's WinScore, there's iClays, there's Score Chaser. I feel like one of the hardest things to do is for like a brand new person, like coming into this wanting to shoot a tournament, is just taking the leap, saying, I'm going to do it. And no matter what the result is, I'm going to bring the best version of me that day, and I'm going to plan the whole day, and I'm going to let the cards fall. You have to start at some point. I will say one of the things that I've noticed is that, you know, if you think of how many clay target shooters out there, maybe what, 5 to 10% of them are registered shooters. Our National Sporting Clays Association is our support network for what we do. So if we can encourage them to get involved with the National Sporting Clays Association, hopefully through the National Sporting Clays Association, they'll hear more about how to get involved in registered shoots. Gotcha. Because they'll get emails, they'll get event listings,
they'll
get the magazine.
Right.
I mean, so all that creates, it's not just one voice in their ear saying, you got to shoot registered. It's they're hearing it from multiple different angles. And yeah, like I think one of our goals is to create these individuals that want to try and shoot these tournaments. I think it's awesome for our organization.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, in that same breath, when you're actually going to choose your tournament, how much thought do you give to, let's say, the time of your rotation? Are you squatting with friends? Are you worried about getting a squad together, or do you just show up by yourself?
You know, I'm fortunate because, like, the individuals that I coach, I would shoot with because I know that they understand that, hey, this is we're here to compete today, and we're not here to get in each other's way. And we're here to see the best version of everyone on this squad and what we're true squad mates. So if you can find those people, that's awesome. The challenge is sometimes you can't.
Right.
The other thing is, remember, it takes our bodies about 4 hours to wake up. So if you're shooting an 8:30 rotation or a 9 o'clock rotation, you got to know that, hey, if you want to be in full bore mode, you better be willing to get up at somewhere between 5 or 6 a.m. to get your body adjusted. And you also want to know lighting. You know, sometimes some people's eyes are more sensitive than others in certain parts of the day. Your eyes get tired. Make sure you have eye drops on you. You know, that's big too. So just being conscious of yourself, of who you are. Are you a morning person or are you more of an afternoon type person?
Yeah.
And if you know you're going to shoot a lot in the morning, then practice in the morning.
Yeah. Gotcha. That's good advice. Definitely.
Well,
advice.
Asking Bill about squad mates was a bad question. If it's a shoot here in Ohio, there's people fighting over who gets to shoot with Bill.
Sure.
Okay. And you know what though, Bill? I mean, I know we're joking about this, but that, you know what? That's a compliment to you because everybody wants to shoot with you. I mean, I'll never forget the first tournament I got to shoot with you. I was blown away. Number one, the entire squad, and you have surrounded yourself. And this is good advice for people. You have surrounded yourself in your squads with not squatting with people that enforce bad targets. You know, that was one of the things that I learned squatting with you for the first time because, and Sean and I are guilty of it. We would struggle on a station and the whole squad would talk about it for three or four stations. Well, you're enforcing bad targets, right?
Yeah. Quit bragging about the negative stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that really helped me, you know, cause let's face it, 95% of this game can be mental. So when you're carrying around that negativity with you, you're just carrying it into your score for the next station and the next station. So that was really good advice that you gave me. And the atmosphere that you keep around your squad mates, I think is huge. We need to all keep it in mind that we're there to have a good time, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you break a clay target or not, you're there to have a good time. You need to keep that positive attitude and your scores will reflect it. You know what I mean?
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
They will. And I think the one thing is like, hey, I'm going to grind for you if you grind for me. Right. That's the bottom line.
That's right.
Yep.
Stay in it all the way to the end. One shot at a time.
Yep. Absolutely. For sure.
I think as a shooter, you will find out what your comfort zone is, when you like to shoot, who you like to shoot with. But don't be afraid to get out of your comfort zone because we need to test ourselves in those situations and understand that that's part of the growth process too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, time in the saddle cures everything usually, as long as you're doing positive things, I would think. So, yep, it's a different thing from when we started shooting to where we are now.
Yeah.
It really is. I went this week. I had a lesson with Anthony Matarese, and I'll tell you what, for 15, 20 years, I've been listening to him. I've been seeing him, and I'm like, I just got to do it. And I finally just said, you know what? Go do it. So I went and did it, and I'm going to tell you, that's 3 hours of energy. That's 3 hours of engagement. That's 3 hours of positive affirmation, and I just felt like the biggest thing that I walked away with is, you know, gaining confidence. If you haven't trained it, then you better start training it, because if you train it, that will give you confidence. If you haven't trained it, you're not going to have confidence in whatever that next thing is you're looking for. And it was just awesome.
I'm jealous.
Well, I'm hoping that you share some of that wealth of knowledge with your students, Bill.
Oh, I will. Trust me. Yeah. I got enough homework to work on. That's one of the things I hear all the time. Somebody will say, hey, Bill, are you okay with me taking a lesson? Yeah. Go see what else is out there. Go hear someone else's perspective. And that's part of the learning. And you'll figure out that whether it's Pat Litsky, whether it's Don Curry, whether it's Jasper Copeland, whether it's Zach Heimbaum, whoever it is, you're going to create a version of you that is some type of blend. I say this all the time with human beings, A plus B doesn't equal C. We're not machines. So you're going to figure out how you like to take this target, how you like to stand, how you like your mount versus your cheated mount versus your low gun. You're going to figure all that out for yourself eventually. Right. And it's usually a culmination of experiences that creates that.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, also, Bill, let's see. We've talked a little bit about eating, sleeping, you know, staying hydrated and all that stuff. What about, what kind of things do you pack other than your gun and your shells? You know, what are the things do you bring typically with a tournament with you to make sure that you're successful?
So don't change your habits. Try not to change your habits. If you like to drink your coffee in the morning, make sure you have coffee. If you like to shave in the morning, make sure you shave. If you have a certain pillow you like, make sure you bring that pillow. Don't try and change things up just because you're shooting a tournament on the road. Don't create a pressure. Mm-hmm. Don't create a, if you like drinking a glass of wine before you go to bed, have a glass of wine. Don't alternate from who you are.
Okay.
Right.
So whatever those things are, bring them on the road with you. I know sometimes it's tough. Like I know I have a, this constant noise machine that I like sleeping to at night. And I didn't bring it last time. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just turn the bathroom fan on.
Yeah. In a pinch. I mean, it's close enough, right?
Right.
Right, right. So I think, you know, make sure you bring your ibuprofen. Make sure you bring eye drops. A lot of those things, though, I think do your research and find out where the local grocery stores are before you get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's huge.
That's a good
one. And shop on the outside aisles.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. We've all heard that.
One last thing, Bill, and this is something that I kind of self-taught over the years, is getting to my station way ahead of time. So I know there was a shoot years ago, like, I don't know, 3-4 years ago when we first started getting shooting registered. I was in a big hurry to get to the station on time. And I got there on time, but I was, you know, heart racing. And lo and behold, I was the first shooter. And that station didn't go very well, and it kind of followed me around. Since then, I've learned to, and now we have a friend of ours that takes it to the extreme. He's got to get to the station an hour ahead of time, go for a half-mile walk, meditate, you know, sit in a corner and pray to Buddha and all this other stuff. And he's, yeah, but
it's all right. I mean, it's what he does.
It's his thing.
That's right? His thing.
It's his thing.
Right. But for me, I like to get there. I listen to some music, stretch a little bit. I want to be there at the station 15 minutes early. And I know that sounds like ludicrous to some people, but I don't want to be rushed. And I think there's something to be said for that. And I noticed, Bill, you're like that too. You don't want to be rushed. Let's just get there, relax. Let's take a look at the surroundings of this station, you know, maybe start getting your head wrapped around seeing some targets.
Yeah, typically I'm a warm-up shooter, and I know there's people out there, you know, like I think I was listening to something recently with Derek Mine, and he was talking about how he doesn't warm up physically on targets all the time. Sometimes it's mentally or internally. I listened to Zach Heimbaum, same thing, but I looked at some other pros and they shoot a round of warm up. But I think one of the things that I like to do is if I can, I like to walk to the station, the first station. If I can't, I like to just kind of walk around and try and visualize at least 2 or 3 different stations in my mind so that by the time I've called pull for that first target, I'm already 3 or 4 stations in and my brain is warmed up and my brain doesn't know the difference between a real target and a fake target. And, you know, if you listen to some of the Lanny Basham stuff that's out there, there's some really good stuff that you can pull out of that. And in some of the books like Zen Golf or Golf is Not a Big Game of Perfect, they talk a lot about that. They talk a lot about getting in that mindset. And so I try to do some of that. And you're right. I'm usually there about at the station 10 minutes early.
And Bill, I don't want to keep dragging you out. I know you got to go. But one last thing for new shooters. And again, keep in mind, this is for new shooters.
Sure.
Touch on a little bit about what you expect as far as etiquette and courtesy when you're shooting a tournament with your squad and the people around you. Can you just kind of give us a few pointers?
Yeah. So if you think about it, like every squad has a culture, right? And you're going to find out what that culture is that you're used to. Me personally, I don't like to see people throwing shells. I don't like to see people swearing. I don't like to see people pushing hard on the refs. I like to see people that are giving people fist bumps, people that are encouraging along the way. I don't like free coaching sessions during a shoot. I don't like, you know, you miss a target and someone says, "You're over top." And it's like, how do you know that? You're standing like 5 feet to my right. Well, I saw your shot. No, you didn't. It's a great day. And I think there's a lot of free advice on game day. So unless it's asked for, you know, don't give it.
That's great advice.
That's good advice, Bill, because I've never seen so many sporting clay coaches in my life as I have. So,
yeah.
I call this, there's a guy, I call him the tutor, because like every time you miss a target, he tells you what you did wrong and there's no affirmation there. He's not telling you what you did right. And,
yeah.
You know, or what you need to do right. The other thing is too, is like, no, you're going to go to big shoots and there's going to be carts all around behind you, but be thoughtful about the dust that they kick up. I know that people want to drive up to a station and, or be, you know, if you're a smoker, be cautious about your cigarette blowing in the box when somebody, your the smoke from it when you're shooting, or just be thoughtful.
Yeah, just be considerate. That's the biggest thing.
I was talking, I sent a message to some of the top shooters in the world, and I said there, I think there needs to be an article that just comes out and talks about etiquette, and just, not that it's, you know, our perspective creates what's right or wrong, who we are, what we're around, what we're used to. So what Jason thinks is right or what Sean thinks is wrong may be a little bit different because of our perspective.
Sure.
Don't tell him that. So, I've been arguing for years and I'm right and he's wrong.
So.
But yeah, no, see, that's a good point, Bill. I shouldn't have made a joke about it, but yeah, that's a very good point.
And I think... don't hesitate if you're the shooter, if the scorekeeper doesn't say something like dead loss, lost dead, dead pair, shooter out with a four. Don't hesitate if you're the shooter to, if the scorekeeper doesn't say, scorekeeper, what am I out with? And he may say, a five, sir. Are you sure? Because I went dead pair, dead pair, dead pair. Oh, that's my bad. So that's not wrong to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's also good to have your squad back you up as well. Everybody on the square, at least a couple people on your squad, should be paying attention to that stuff as well.
Yeah, and Kevin and Michael in that last podcast made a really good point how somebody always stays behind, and
yes,
I like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Bill, thank you very, very much, man. Appreciate it again. You've been awesome.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yeah, thanks for being part of the Cardinal giveaway and the questions for the coaches. I know you and I will be talking again tomorrow. But for the listeners, it's going to be here in the next couple of weeks. You're going to be down south. We're going to have a special guest on, so looking forward to that. And, of course, you're going to be part of that too. So,
thank you. You're welcome, guys, and I'm proud of everything you guys are doing. I know you're really, really you're putting in a lot of time and effort, and it's not going unnoticed, so keep up the great work.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And hey, keep us in the loop about that the little tidbit there with your trainer. That's exciting, man.
Oh yeah, trust me. I'm gonna get it to you guys, and you know, maybe I can even get him on.
Yeah, no, that'd be wonderful.
That'd be great. Absolutely.
Maybe he could whip this fat boy into shape here. And I'm not talking about you, Sean. I'm talking about me.
Oh, that's, but you were looking at me. You were looking at me.
You know, just because.
Round is a shape.
Oh, man. This is why I love this game. But, well, Bill, thank you again, buddy. I'll let you get to your wife and kids. It's been an honor having you on, bud.
Hey, good night, fellas. Take care.
All right. Thanks, see you, Bill.
Always an honor to have Bill on, you know it?
Yeah, he's great, man. He's just full of so much information. I just love the guy to death. He's just super great for the sport.
Yeah, for sure. Very, very, very big thank you, Cardinal Shooting Center. Jake and Luke Spangler, thanks, guys. Appreciate you giving away the corporate giveaway. I know Roseanne's going to be stoked on this.
Oh, she's going to be tickled, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, for sure. The rest of you, don't stop sending in those questions for the coaches. Again, that segment's coming up every week. We've got a ton of questions we've stockpiled, but keep them coming. Not to say we won't skip a few and answer yours.
Yeah, and we'll have some more contests coming up. We've got a Negrini case they're going to be giving away soon, so we'll have more details on that on one of the future episodes, so that's coming up.
Yep, absolutely. And just to run down the list, we'd like to say thank you to all of our sponsors. Game Boar US. Thank you, Doug and Dwight over at K&O Ammo. Negrini, We Case Your Memories. Thank you very much, Negrini. RE Ranger, see it further, see it faster, see it with precision with RE Ranger. Atlas Traps, new sponsor. Thank you very much, Atlas.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast.
Yes, Atlas Traps, America's finest clay shooting equipment. And Bear Pelt. Thank you, Eric, and your lovely wife, Heather, for coming on board with us. We appreciate your support. And remember, it's not just your vest, it's your new uniform.
Yeah, that's exciting, man.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I really like it. I mean, the backstory with Eric and the whole Bear Pelt thing, you know, he's hardworking guy, he's one of the first responders. He loves sporting clays, he's passionate about it. He came out with a new product that is really like no other.
Yeah, yeah, it's brand new. If it looks like I keep saying, if it looks looks as great as it fits and it wears, then I think we're going to have just wonderful vests to shoot in. And it's probably going to change the game for a lot of people, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, and look at the price point. You're getting a high quality vest for a fraction of what you'd pay for any of the others.
And fully customizable. You can make it any way you want. I mean, any color, any, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Well, listen, guys, we're going to run. This has been a very long show. We hope you all have enjoyed it. We hope you all have got some really good insight on some topics. Pleasure having Amy and Bill on. Thank you, Amy and Bill, very much for joining us.
Yeah, so. Get out there, go shooting, take somebody new shooting. You know, practice what we preach. Get out there and take people and grow the sport, be an ambassador.
Yes, for sure. Well, hey, listen, we'll see you next time on the Dead Pair Podcast.